Well, welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for May the 16th. Councilmember Finter is excused, but I believe he's participating via telephone. Councilmember Finter, are you present?
Yes, Mayor, I'm here.
Thank you. We will begin our meeting. Typically, we begin with an invocation, but I don't believe the pastor has arrived, unless he wants to make his presence known. So, given he's not here, we'll begin the meeting with a moment of silence, followed by Scout Scott Koenig. Scott, we'll invite, I'll give you the high sign to come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, but for now, let's please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Scott, would you please come forward?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. The first item on our agenda today is awards, recognition, and announcements. I'll turn the time over to Councilmember David Luna for a recognition.
Thank you, Mayor. This year, Mesa Public Schools held their fifth annual Science and Engineering Fair at Skyline High School. It was held in conjunction with their SciTech Expo. Nearly 2,000 visitors attended the event, which included over 60 exhibitors from area schools and community partners. I would like to thank City of Mesa departments that participated. In fact, our own Carrie Kent was one of those who participated and encouraged students to come join the city and be part of their engineering services. So thank you for doing that. It's a great opportunity to showcase science, technology, math, engineering, and the arts within government jobs. 366 students with slightly over 200 projects were part of the fair. Students were interviewed by judges from industry and community organizations such as Boeing, Freeport-McMoRan, Intel, ASU, and Mesa Community College. In fact, my colleague over here to the left, Kevin Thompson, was one of the judges, so thank you. Winners were sponsored in attending the Arizona State Science and Engineering Fair in Phoenix. This evening, I have the honor of celebrating one exceptional student, as well as an outstanding teacher. Receiving the Best in Fair Student Award is Rex Dyer. Rex, do you want to stand? He's an eighth grader at Franklin Junior High School. Okay, you have to pay real close attention because this is really hard for me to read. His project title was called Photosynthetic Apparati for Carbonaceous Emissions, right? Wow, that's a hard thing. While looking at problems facing today's world, Rex looked at the impact of automobile emissions that are having in the environment. Carbon dioxide, one of the main products of combustion, is a greenhouse gas and contributes to global warming. While looking for a way to reduce CO2 from car exhaust, Rex decided to use algae to absorb the exhaust gases. He designed, built, and tested an algae bioreactor, right? That could be connected to the tailpipe of a car, which would provide carbon dioxide for photosynthesis while removing it from the exhaust. Judges were impressed by Rex's focus on his innovative application of science to a global problem. Rex's project received the highest score in the secondary division this year, and you're only in eighth grade, right? Which qualified him to compete for the Arizona Science and Engineering Fair, where he earned second place in environmental sciences. Let's give him a hand. Go ahead and sit. Receiving the Best in Fair Teacher Award is Jessica Brierton. Jessica, would you stand? Teacher at Red Mountain High School. A graduate of Dobson High School and Northern Arizona University, Jessica has been teaching in Mesa for 10 years. This year, Jessica jumped with both feet into the Science and Engineering Fair pool with an enthusiasm that was contagious. Independent research was an integral part of the curriculum, and the guidance and support she gave her students as they engaged in projects was clearly evident. At this year's Mesa Public Schools Science and Engineering Fair, the overall average of her student scores was higher than any other teachers in the Mesa Public Schools. 75% of her student projects moved on to state competition. So, Mayor, if you join me, we'll come down and give them the award.
Thank you, Mr. Luna, for helping us through that. Sure. And then congratulations again. We're very proud of those great award winners. That's a recognition very well deserved. The next item on our agenda is to hear the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher, please come forward and read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Oregano's, 6821 East Superstition Springs Boulevard. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Starbucks, 344 South Power Road. Item 4A, act on contract purchase electronic document review equipment for the Development Information Management Enterprise Solution, or DIMES, project for the Information Technology Department. This purchase is funded by the Development Services Technology Fund. Item 4B, act on 3-year term contract for large format commercial printing for the Business Services Department. Item 4C, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for AC Delco and Motorcraft Vehicle Parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase one replacement heavy-duty truck with a telescopic 55-foot pole-setting derrick and flatbed body for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the local street sales tax. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for storm pump maintenance and repair for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the environmental compliance fee. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase infrastructure equipment to support closed-circuit television cameras for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the 2015 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant. Item 4G, act on contract for replacement purchase of Cisco network equipment for the Police Department. Item 4H, act on contract for the Northwest Water Reclamation Plant, Variable Frequency Drives Replacements, and Fiber Loop Project. Funding's available from the 2010 Authorized Wastewater Bond. Item 4I, act on contract for Rio Salado Parkway, State Route 101 Loop to Dobson Road. Funding for the project's from a Federal Highway Administration Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Grant, a Federal Highway Administration Transportation and Alternative Grant, 2012 Authorized Parks and Recreation Bond, and the City of Mesa Transportation Local Street Sales Tax. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and adopting the updated City of Mesa Emergency Operations Plan and consistent with FEMA recommendations authorizing city departments to make non-material modifications to the plan. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a public highway at-grade crossing improvement agreement with Union Pacific Railroad for railroad safety improvements at Alma School Road. These improvements and associated costs were approved by Council in November 2015 through an intergovernmental agreement with ADOT. Item 5C, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Arts and Culture Department. Item 5D, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Business Services Department. Item 5E, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Development Services Department. And item 5F, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Transportation Department. Item 5G, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for municipal court transcript fee. Item 5H, act on resolution approving the fiscal year 2016-2017 annual action plan for submittal to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the annual action plan. Item 5I, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2016-2017 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, CDBG, as amended for city department activities approved by the City Council. Item 5J, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2016-2017 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, CDBG, as amended for nonprofit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 5K, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2016-2017 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, CDBG, as amended to fund for for-profit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 5L, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2016-2017 entitlement funds under the Stuart B. McKinney Homeless Assistance Act of 1987, ESG, as amended for activities approved by the City Council. Item 5M, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2016-2017 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnership Program as amended for city department activities approved by the city council. Item 5N, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2016-2017 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnerships Program as amended for nonprofit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 5O, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2016-2017 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnership Program as amended to fund for-profit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 5P, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to disperse fiscal year 2016-2017 human services funds for activities by nonprofits approved by the City Council and to enter into agreements for the disbursement of human services funds. Item 6A, act on resolution declaring proposed amendments to Title 8, Chapter 1 pertaining to backflow protection to be a public record. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending the provisions of Title 8, Chapter 1 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to backflow protection for the purpose of enhancing compliance and the protection of the public water supply. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-020, the 1700 block of South Wrecker Road located north of Baseline Road on the east side of Wrecker, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residential lot. Item 8A, act on ordinance amending Section 9-6-5 of the Mesa City Code, increasing sidewalk width requirements to 5 feet wide and the desert upland development standards to be consistent with the required sidewalk widths on local residential streets in the city. Item 8B, act on ordinance amending Section 1-12-3 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to the application of the existing court sustainability fee. Item 8C, act on ordinance regarding A16-01, annexation of property located north of the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway between Gilbert Road and Val Vista Drive. This request has been initiated by the city in order to bring a city-owned parcel into the municipal boundaries of Mesa. And item 9A, act on subdivision plat, Eastmark Development Unit 34, parcels 341 through 343, the 9700 through 10,000 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Ellsworth Road and north of Ray Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone requested to speak on the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. There's been a motion made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Councilmember Glover for the approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. Mr. Finter, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. That being the case, the vote is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda are the public hearings. First hearing that we will conduct is related to items 10A and 10B. And this is to conduct a public hearing and take action on the resolution approving the district assessments for Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228 for fiscal year 2016 and 17. I declare the public hearing open. Does anyone in the public want to speak on this item? Do any council members want to address this item? I declare the public hearing closed. Is there a motion to approve the resolution? Thank you. Motion's been made by Mr. Kavanaugh, seconded by Mr. Glover. Please cast your vote. Mr. Finter, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of items 10A and 10B. Next item on our agenda is items 11A through 11H. And this is the agenda is to conduct a public hearing and take action on ordinances, items 11B through H, adopting, modifying city-owned utility terms, rates, fees, and charges. I hereby declare the public hearing on this matter open. Does anyone in the public wish to address these items? Do any council members want to address these items? Hearing none, I hereby declare the public hearing closed. Is there a motion to approve the utility ordinances, items 11B through H?
So moved.
Thank you. It doesn't appear like the electronic notice is working. There we go. Mr. Kavanaugh made the motion, seconded by Mr. Thompson. Please cast your vote. Mr. Finter, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes unanimously. The next is items, agenda items 12A and B. This is to conduct a public hearing and take action on a resolution approving the proposed five-year capital improvement program for fiscal years 2017 through 2021. I hereby declare the public hearing open. Does anyone in the public, from the public, wish to speak on this item? Any council member discussion regarding this item? Hearing none, I declare the public hearing closed. Is there a motion to approve the resolution? Motion has been made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Mr. Glover. Please cast your vote. Mr. Finter, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on our agenda, item 13, is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Thank you. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Finter. We heard your vote there. This meeting is adjourned.